Okay, so in the first two chaburas on the topic of vittel, we basically spent some time trying to develop the different approaches of the various rishonim regarding the nature of vittel. We basically developed two general approaches with nuances within each. Again, a really quick summary for those who are joining us. First approach was that the mechanics of bittul is that it's the person that through the bittul the person establishes that they relate to the chametz as afra ta'ara, as dirt. Again, we saw two different versions within that, whether it's just the perspective of afra ta'ara alone is what accomplishes bittul, or whether it's that the perspective of Afra Da'ara prevents the Torah from placing any Rishus. Again, the two different versions of the Afra Da'ara approach. Then we had two. Then the second approach is that the mechanics of Bittul, that it works, Mitam Hefker. And again, so too here, we had two different versions. Again, we call it 2A and 2B, about whether it's just a classical, Maisa Hefker, and that Bittul is simply a Maisa Hefker. That was version 2A. Or that was Tosas and Ram Chalava. Or, like the Ran, 2B, that the perspective of Hefker, the Giloy Das, the person not wanting the Chametz to be in his Rishus, is a Giloy Das, which again prevents the Torah from placing it in his Rishus. But again, once we have all these different approaches, now basically for the rest of the Sugya, what we're going to do is going to analyze various issues that come up within the Sugya of Bittul and analyze them, the different, the Shittos regarding these different issues, all in light of the various approaches that we developed. And we're going to see that, if you analyze, these issues, in light of the various approaches to Bittul, you're able to really, get a better sense of, the depth of these issues. So the issue we're going to start discussing tonight is the first impacted issue, which is the issue of whether Bittul is also a kiyum in Tashbisu. Right, we pointed out that it was clear from the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis that Bittul neutralizes it, obviates the Yisurim of Bagar Bayamatzah. That was clear from the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis. What's unclear is whether in addition to obviating, in addition to neutralizing the Yisurim of Bagar Bayamatzah, does Bittul also serve as a kiyum, as a fulfillment of the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu? And as we're going to see, that this question of whether Bittul also serves the kiyum of Tashbisu is going to be very heavily impacted, as you can imagine, by the nature of Tashbisu. Right? If you ever want to analyze the nature of Bittul, right? If you want to figure out whether Bittul can be the kiyum of Tashbisu, the basic question you have to think about is what is the nature of Bittul, and also what's the nature of Tashbisu. That is also an issue. Well, so the way we're going to analyze this is tonight we're going to go through the Afra Da'ara approach, and we're going to see, we're going to analyze the various Rishonim within the Afra Da'ara approach and see how they address this issue of whether or not Bittul is Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. So starting with the Afra Da'ara approach, and we're going to see, within the Afra Da'ara approach, that the mechanics of Bittul is basically the person subjectively relating to the Chametz as Afar. So we know, as we said before, that these Mefarshim who adopt this approach clearly holds, to a certain extent, that Bagar Bayamatzah itself is also subjective, right? If Bittul, which is all it is according to this approach, is subjectively relating to the Chametz as dirt, right? According to that approach, you did nothing on the objective plane. You still own it. You didn't physically destroy it. All you did is that you established that you subjectively relate to the Chametz as dirt. So if, according to this approach, that's going to have an impact on Bagar Bayamatzah, it must be that this approach assumes that Bagar Bayamatzah is also very much subjectively oriented, right? And therefore, if the Isurim of Bagar Bayamatzah is subjectively oriented, is all about how you relate to the Chametz, so then if you establish that you relate to the Chametz as dirt, so then we're going to be able to understand why Bittul is going to be able to obviate, is going to neutralize Bagar Bayamatzah. But the question about whether this Afra Da'ara approach thinks that Bittul is also going to be Mekayim Tashbisu is very much going to depend on the nature of Tashbisu. About whether Tashbisu is also subjective, as we'll see, meaning is when the Torah says to destroy the Chametz, is that to subjectively destroy it in your mind, psychologically, mentally? Or you're going to say that no, Tashbisu requires the physical destruction of the Chametz. As you can imagine, if you think that Tashbisu is also subjective, and that a subjective destruction in the realm of the person's mind suffices, so then this Afra Da'ara approach is going to say, yeah, or the same way that the subjective, you know, turning the chametz into offer obviates Bar by Matzah, it similarly is going to be Mekayim Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is also subjectively oriented. But if you're going to say that Tashbisu requires a physical destruction, so then even if a bittul of Afer Da'ara is able to neutralize Bar by Matzah, it's not going to be able to be Mekayim Tashbisu. So now we're going to see, again, those two approaches. Again, the first approach that we're going to see in the Rishonim is that Bittul of Afer Da'ara is Mekayim Tashbisu, and based on the analysis before, according to this first approach, the following Mefarshim seem to assume that not only is Bayomatze subjectively oriented, Tashbisu is also subjectively oriented, and therefore, if the person destroys the Chametz in his mind, that's going to fulfill the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. So, to start us off, the first Rishon who adopts this approach within the Afer Da'ara, the Afer Da'ara Zakim of Tashbisu, is who? Who's the first Rishon who says this on the Daf? Anybody? Rashi. Right, we'll see two very important Rashi. Start off with Rashi, Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi, Dalet Amud Beis, in Dira Maskil, Bebitl Ba'alma. And Rashi's going to spell out this analysis that the reason why Bittl is going to be Mekayim Tashbisu is because Tashbisu is not a physical destruction, but it's really, you know, a psychological, mental destruction. The Dira Maskil, Bebitl Ba'alma, again, very important. This is the context of the Gemara, which says that Bittl suffices midaraisa to neutralize Bayo Be'amatze. And the way Rashi is going to explain it is by invoking the Kiyam of Tashbisu. Very important. Eitan, would you mind? So what's Rashi's diya? The fact that the Torah uses the lashon of Tashbisu to describe this chiyav of destruction, and not what?
Tavar.
Not Tavar. What does that imply? Exactly. Rashi is saying, if the Torah required a physical destruction of the chametz, the Torah should have said tzivaru, lashon of bir, which you have by other, you know, require or other contexts where the Torah requires a physical destruction, like avodah zarah, as like, you know, Rishonim point out. Says Rashi, the fact that the Torah utilizes the lashon of tashbisu tells you that the tashbisu, the hashpasa delave, right, a subjective psychological mental destruction, also constitutes hashpasa. So again, it works out very nicely. So Rashi, the same Rashi who says that the mechanics of bittul is afer da'ara, that you destroy it in your mind, says that, yeah, and that's going to be mekayim tashbisu, because once you assume that tashbisu is also subjective in nature, so then bittul is going to be mekayim tashbisu. So that's Rashi number one. Rashi number two is Rashi on Vavim Beis. Rashi Vavim Beis, we keep on coming back to this Rashi, Diramatsu Daito Ale. Rashi also is going to spell out that bittul is mekayim tashbisu. Again, not only does it neutralize bayirah bayimatze, but it also is going to mekayim tashbisu because tashbisu, again, is also subjective in nature. Avi, would you mind reading the Daito Ale? Oh. Yeah, for sure. The Afer Da'ara approach requires a full fledged, serious, stand, and therefore, yeah, 100%. So, would you mind also reading? All right, we see, but Daito Aled is in the context of the Gluska Yafa Sugya. Right, so this is the chashash of the Gluska Yafa, is that the chametz can be chashiv in the person's eyes. He's not going to want to burn it, and therefore he's going to leave it over for even one moment. So what's going to happen? Right, and through that delay, you're going to end up violating Bar by Matze. Oh, and here's the key line for now. But once you do bittul, why are you not going to violate Bar by Matze? Because why? Right, because the Torah only said Tashbisu. He's referencing the right same type of diuk. Because it says Tashbisu and not Tivaru, right, in light of Rashi Dalan Beis. So Rashi says, so Bittul, which is all about the subjective, you know, relationship to the Chametz, that is going to be a Kiyam in Tashbisu. So again, Rashi on Dalan Beis and Vavim Beis in both places, right, Lishitasa within the Afer Da'ara approach says that, right, that since Afer Da'ara is mentally destroying the Chametz in the person's mind, so Rashi in both these cases has an additional Chiddush to say that Tashbisu is also defined subjectively, and therefore this perspective of Avra da'arav is going to constitute a kiyum in Tashbisu. Right? So far pretty clear? But in both places, which is an important ta'ara to point out, and in both these Rashis, Vav and Vez and Dal and Vez, it's very clear that Rashi is invoking the kiyum of Tashbisu to justify what? In both cases, what's the ultimate goal? What? Exactly. In both cases, Rashi is true. The ultimate goal in Rashi in both cases, we'll read it in just a moment, is to explain why Bittel neutralizes Bali Rabbi Matze. And in both cases, the way Rashi justifies the way justifies the fact that Bittel is able to neutralize Bali Rabbi Matze is by saying, yeah, the reason why it's able to neutralize Bali Rabbi Matze is because Bittel is a kiyum in Tashbisu. We'll read both Rashis again. It's clear from both contexts. Right? The Rashi on Vohem Beis, right, which, you know, Avi just read, is explicit, right? Because Rashi, the whole point is that, right, what's the Chashash? The Chashash is Masha Afilu Rega Echad. Chashash is that you're going to leave the Chametz around for a moment. And what's going to happen? V'nimsa over Aleh B'Bayer Abayim Matzeh. And through that delay, you're going to end up violating B'Bayer Abayim Matzeh. Avol Misha Batzla, but when you do Bittel, what's the next two words? Eino over. Eino over what? Bayer by Matzeh. Why? How does Rashi justify, justify the fact that Bittel is going to neutralize Bayer by Matzeh? To lo kasav el Tashbisu. By saying, oh, because Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu, therefore that's how we know that Bittel is neutralizes Bayer by Matzeh. So it's explicit in Vav and Beis. And if you go back to Dalam and Beis, while it's not explicit in Rashi, it's implicit from the context. Because if you remember, the line in the Gemara that Rashi is trying to justify here, trying to explain that, right, midaraisa the bitl ba'alma sagile, if you recall, Rashi and Dalam and Aleph explains that what is the subject of that sentence in the Gemara? Or what's the subject of midaraisa the bitl ba'alma sagile? Ziv? When the Gemara says that bitl suffices midaraisa, suffices midaraisa for what? No, in general. On Dalam and Beis, when the Gemara, remember the source of the Gemara that Bittel works midaraisa is midaraisa. Exactly. So Rashi says on Dalam and Aleph that the pshat of that line is that midaraisa Bittel solves Bal Yerobay Matzeh. That's what we read yesterday, right? Right. That was the Dior Maskel Chovas Adar. Right, where he's very clear that he, in Dior Maskel Chovas Adar, that Rashi learns the pshat in the Gemara that midaraisa Bittel ba'amasagi is that midaraisa Bittel solves Bayer Abayim Matzeh. So now that's the context. So Rashi now, if you go back to Dalam and Beis, so when Rashi is trying to justify why Bittel is midaraisa sagile, why Bittel solves Bayer Abayim Matzeh, how does he justify it? He says zechsiv tashpisu v'lo ksiv tivaru v'hashpasa doleiv hi hashpasa. Rashi again, Lashitaso, is saying, why is it, how do we know that Bittel neutralized Bayer by Matzeh? The way we know that is because we know that Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu. So again, in both cases, Rashi says that the way we know that Bittel neutralizes Bayer by Matzeh is because we know that Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu. But now this raises the question, how do you connect the dots? What's the connection between Bittel being Mekayim Tashbisu and Bittel being able to neutralize Bali Rabbi Matzeh? Right? We just saw from both Rashis that it's very clear that the way Rashi justifies Bittel neutralizing Bali Rabbi Matzeh is because Rashi thinks that Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu. The question is, what's the connection? What's the connection between Bittel fulfilling Tashbisu and Bittel being able to neutralize Bali Rabbi Matzeh? That's the question I'd like to raise. And we're going to present right now two different approaches within Rashi of what the connection between Bittel's kiyum of Tashbisu and Bittel being able to neutralize Bayer Abayim Matzeh. So one explanation is that the connection between the kiyum of Tashbisu and the, you know, and the undermining of Bayer Abayim Matzeh is a simen. Right, we're going to see this. The first approach is going to be a simen. The second approach is going to be
Siva,
excellent, right? So the first approach of Simon is to say the fact that Bittel is able to be Mekayim Tashbisu, that's a simen that Tashbisu is subjective in nature. As we said before, the fact that Bittul, which is all about Afer Da'ara, the fact that that's able to be Mekayim Tashbisu, that shows, that proves that Hashpasa is Hashpasa Belev. Right? So says Rashi, according to this first explanation, the fact that Bittul is Mekayim Tashbisu, that shows that Tashbisu is subjective, and the fact that Tashbisu is subjective is a simen that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is also subjective.
Why?
What?
Why?
Oh, so this approach assumes that the nature of Tashbisu is going to be similar, it's going to be parallel to the nature of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. So according to this version, the connection that Rashi doesn't spell out is the connection of simen. Again, the fact that Bittul of Afer Da'ara is Mekayim Tashbisu, that reflects, that indicates that Tashbisu is subjective in nature, and that's a simen that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is also subjective in nature, and therefore the same way that Bittul is Mekayim Tashbisu, because it's subjective, it's also going to be able to be Mekayim Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, because it too is subjective. So again, the first approach that it's a simen, again, assuming that there is a connection between the nature of Tashbisu and Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, which again is not mochruch, as we'll see later, but again, that would be the first approach. Yeah. Oh. The second explanation, and we'll take questions, is that the connection is on a Siba level. To say that what? The fact, according to this version, the fact that Bittul is Mekayim Tashbisu is the reason why it neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. Because according to the second approach, there's an intrinsic link between Tashbisu and Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, right? Along the lines of a Nitzik La'esei type linkage, which dictates that once Bittul's Mekayim Tashbisu, Mimela, it must neutralize Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, because any kiyum of Tashbisu, based on the link between Tashbisu and Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, dictates that any kiyum of Tashbisu automatically neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. So again, this is a Siba to say that the kiyum of Tashbisu is the reason why it neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. According to the first explanation, it's just a simen. Right? The fact that Bittul's Mekayim Tashbisu, that's a simen that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is also subjective in nature, and therefore that Bittul could also undermine Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. The second version says, no, it's a Siba. The very fact that Bittul is Mekayim Tashbisu, that is the reason why it undermines Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, because of the intrinsic link between Tashbisu and Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, which dictates that any kiyum of Tashbisu must neutralize Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. I see a couple of blank faces. Question? Or you not understand?
No, I mean, just when you get up to the part about saying it's not well problem, then because I think it's very...
What part's not
about?
The
connection between Tashbisu and Bayura.
What?
The connection between Tashbisu and Bayura.
You like the connection?
No, I think it's extremely vocal.
Like the connection?
Well, not just like it. I think there's no other way to do it.
Okay, so that is a little extreme. But we're going to see that Rashi himself, you know, thinks the two are connected. Again, I don't think everyone agrees to that. But I guess that's the part you can argue with. But again, not everyone holds that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is a Nitzik La'esei. But we're going to see that Rashi himself holds that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is a Lava Nitzik La'esei.
Well,
from
if you don't hold it's Nitzik La'esei, there definitely seems to be some parallel.
Okay, you'd have to prove the connection.
Well, I'm just saying you can't read the...
That's for another time. Okay, but so again, first approach that's a simen is that just the fact that Bittul's Mekayim Tashbisu is a simen the fact that Bittul's Mekayim Tashbisu and Tashbisu is subjective, that would be a simen that Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is also subjective. The second approach that's much more of a direct link to say that no, the fact that Bittul's Mekayim Tashbisu, that is the reason why Bittul is also, you know, undermining why it neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, because any kiyum of Tashbisu neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzeh based on that intrinsic link between them. Yeah.
Does Rabbi have any idea where we get this thing
that they're connected?
By Simon when they're connected.
One more time?
According to the sign Simon.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Where we would get such a connection? That any kiyum of Tashbisu that when there's a kiyum in tashisu, it shows it's a kiyum or not.
No, I would say that, svara pshuta would say that if tashbisu is subjective in nature, you would assume that Barabai Matzah is also subjective in nature.
Why?
Because generally they're both about, right, negating chametz from Yerushas. They're both related, even if it's not an intikla essay, they're both trying to accomplish the same thing. They're both telling you not to have chametz in Yerushas. Because if one of them has a subjective orientation and it's all about how you relate to it, min astam, you'd assume that the other one would also have that. That's just the basis. Yeah.
And the connection, which allows us to say that there's that since Bittul is Mekayim Ashvasa, then that's the reason why it's Mekayim. Why you're not a Poly Rav Lanach is because it's a Lavanita Klase.
Yeah, we're going to explain that right now. All right. So right now, exactly, thanks for the segue. So in order to say the second approach, which says, the Siba, right, that the Kiyum of Tashbisu automatically means the undermining of Bayer Baimate, so the best way to say that is if, right, Rashi would hold that the lav and abayu baimatze are lav which are nitzikal ase from tashbisu, that the ase of tashbisu is menatik the lavin of bayu baimatze, and that's a very intrinsic link, right? When something is menatik a lav, or when an ase is menatik a lav, the idea is that the kiyum of that ase is what definitionally undermines the lav. That's the whole point of a lav and nitzikal ase, that the ase fixes up the lav, right? And we're going to see that Rashi l'shitaso holds of this idea that Bali Rabbi Yamatze or Lavin, which are, are Nitzak La'ase of Tashbisu. We're going to prove that right now from a number of different Rashis, turn now to Daf Tzadihei, where two different Rashis in Daf Tzadihei basically explicate this idea that the Lavin of Bali Rabbi Yamatze are Lavin, which are Nitakin to the Ase of Tashbisu, which would support, right, the second approach, which says that, yeah, that Rashi is simply saying that because you're Mekayim Tashbisu, that's the reason, once you're Mekayim the Aseh, that is going to be Menatek, the Lav and Abayu Baimatzeh, and that would be the Pshan Rashi. So we're going to see, starting with Rashi, again, Tzadihei, Dir Matzcha, Lo Saseh Minayin. This is six wide lines down. Dir Matzcha, Lo Saseh Minayin. So if you go right, like a line underneath the Dir Matzchil, it says Ulamai Bepirte. Yair, would you mind taking away? Daf Tzadihei. Dir Matzchil Lo Saseh Minayin, and right under that, and in the lines. And Rashi says, you can skip a line just because I don't want to get the details of the Shaka Vitaria. Is it Ulamai? You see Ulamai Bepirte?
Yeah.
Alright, so what does he say? How does he characterize the lavin of Layer of Bayer Abay Matze? That it's a lav of what? Nitzak. Right? So again, Rashi here explicitly states that his understanding of the Maskana, his girsa of the Maskana, is that Bayer Abay Matze is a lav or lavin which are Nitak la'ase of what? Of Tashbisu. That's right, that's number one. And then later on, when Rashi is commenting on the Maskana, Dira Maskal Lo Yira'et, Levi, do you have it? Bottom line?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah?
In Nira Tashbisu.
Right? So Lo Yira'et, and if you see it, which we were Medayak in the past about, right, what's the Chiyuv?
You have to destroy it.
You have to destroy it. And how does Rashi explain? What's the finish of the Rashi?
Yes, Tashbisu Lo'olam.
Right, Tashbisu, comma. La'olam,
La'olam Guba, I guess.
Ba'amud v'hashbeis, right, and it's very much a lashon of nitzakul asay, which says that the lavin of bayar bayamatzay are always associated with an asay of tashbiso, because any time you violate bayar bayamatzay, you have the chiyuv of right amud v'hashbeis kol yemos hamoed. So these two Rashi's are very clear. It's very clear that Rashi thinks that the lavin of Bayer Baimatze are a lavin of Nitak La'ase of Tashbisu, which works out very well, Rashi L'shitaso, again, right? If Rashi holds that this intrinsic link between the Asay of Tashpisu and the Lav and Abayo Beimatzeh, which would therefore explain that when Rashi, in the context of Bittul, says that when Rashi justifies the neutralization of Abayo Beimatzeh by saying because they're Mekayim the Tashpisu, presumably it's because he thinks, Rashi Lashitaso, that the Asay is Menatek the Lav and Abayo Beimatzeh, and therefore there's an automatic undermining once you're Mekayim the Asay of Tashpisu. Yeah.
Don't you mean the Lav and Abayo Beimatzeh to explain the connection in the seminal approach also, not just the zero? There's still a connection in the seminal approach.
Correct. There's a connection, but you don't have to. It doesn't have to be on the level of.
So what's the connection going to be then? What else is there?
Well, just that because they're both relating to chametz.
That would be enough to say just because that's objective, that's objective.
Possibly, because if it's all about, you know, making sure you don't have chametz in your zhuz, so then the question is, what type of chametz do we care about? You know, is chametz all subjectively?
Well, once you say it's a love and it does say, it's much more stabber.
For sure, 100%. The stronger way of learning Rashi, and again, in light of the other Rashis, presumably the Siva approach is the way to go. Well, I'm saying, yeah, 100%. Once Rashi holds an Itzik L'Essay, this is the easier way to go. It's just saying, based on Rashi alone, you could have interpreted it as a Siman. But to answer your question directly, the Siman approach, while it requires some type of connection, doesn't necessarily need the connection of an integral essay. So again, so these two Rashis on Sadi Hey make it very clear that there's an intrinsic connection between the Aseya Tashbisu and Bayo Beimatzeh. And one last Rashi, which proves a very strong connection between Tashbisu and Bayo Beimatzeh, so before we get, is just if everyone can turn, all the way back to Dalet Amud Aleph. And while we turn, it will take, Dalet Amud Aleph, Dirum Aschol, Bein the Remeir, Bein the Rabbi Yehuda. If everyone can turn there, is a very, very important Rashi. For multiple reasons, and yeah,
when Rashi says Tashbisu in this context, is he talking about the lave or is he talking about
Sadi Hey?
Yeah, is he talking about
a
physical
Tashbisu? He's just saying the Asay of Tashbisu, however that's defined. Rashi elsewhere will define that as being belave. Yeah. Again, I think Rashi holds that it's Bain belave, Bain Bistrefa.
Yeah.
I think he thinks it's both, which I think it's important. I think when Tosos and Dalaman Beis quotes Rashi, I think he quotes Rashi in the extreme as only being belave. I think Rashi himself holds it's both belave and physical. Yeah. Okay, good point. 100%. And after Zmani Suro, it can only be physical. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, good. Excellent. Tahar. So in Dalam and Aleph, right here, the context is a little less important, but basically, Rashi's. Here is just pointing out that all Tanaim, right, the Gemara just said that all Tanaim agree that Chametz is Aser, you know, Mishay Shal Solomayla. So again, Yehuda, would you mind reading? Dear Maskel, Bein L'Rei Meir, Bein L'Rei Yehuda. So what we're going to pay careful attention to is Rashi's, you know, connection between Bal Yerah and Tashbisu. Can I go for it?
Bein L'Rei Meir, Bein L'Rei Yehuda. De Fligu, Masisim, Merachaka, De Avod, Rabban, Lo Reisa. They argue in the Mishnah about the separation, the distance.
Is that right? They argue about how many hours the Chachamim extended from the right. Everyone agrees that Sof Shei Shel, right? Everyone agrees that Sof Shei Shel is Daraisa, and their Machlokis is, you know, how many hours did the Rabbanan, you know, prohibit Chametz before that? Right, but they both agree that Chametz,
you know, Asher and Torah Vayirava Achila, Chametz not Asher and Vayirava Achila El Mi Shei Shels, except from Shei Shels, Misha Aver Shei Shels. From in 6 hours past.
But very, very important. Rashi's stuck in there that not only is there an Isra Chila on Erev Pesach after Shei Shels, which is, you know, the Pashup shot, he also sticks in that there's Bayera Bayamatzeh after Shei Shels. That's a huge Chiddush. Many Rishonim argue. There's certain other, you know, Rishonim who is a potential Rambam who might agree. There's a potential Ravid Al-Rif who might agree. But this is a very important Shita of Rashi, which says that there is Bayera Bayamatzeh not only on Pesach proper, which everyone agrees to, but he extends it to Erev Pesach. And what's his raya? We'll get to Elad in just a second. What's his raya that Bayera applies Mishay Shos Ulamayla?
Right?
So what are those joshas about? Anyone know the context? Tashbisu. So this is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi proves the Zman of Bal Yerah Bayamatzeh from Joshos, which established the Zman of Tashbisu. Rashi says the fact that these drashos establish the zman of Tashbisu as being Mishay Shalos of Lamaila, that proves that Bai Rabbi Matzai also applies Mishay Shalos of Lamaila. So that's a huge chiddush, because how can you prove from Tashbisu the zman of Tashbisu from the zman of Tashbisu to the zman of Bai Rabbi Matzai? But again, this is very much Rashi Lashitaso. Because Rashi Lashitaso holds an intrinsic link between the Asay of Tashbisu and the Lavan of Bayer Abay Matzeh, to the extent that Rashi says that you can't have the Asay of Tashbisu apply without the Lavan of Bayer Abay Matzeh also applying. So says Rashi, if Tashbisu applies in Erev Pesach, it must be that Bayer Rabbi Matzai also apply then, because the whole purpose of Tashbisu, says Rashi, is to neutralize Bayer Rabbi Matzai, because Tashbisu is the nitzik la'asei of Bayer Rabbi Matzai. So again, these are three Rashis, the two Rashis in Tzadi Hei, and the Rashi and Dalar Manalaf, again, prove that for Rashi there's an intrinsic link between Tashbisu and Bayer Rabbi Matzai, that the two go hand in hand, and therefore the simple pshat in Rashi by Bitzel, when Rashi says, oh, the kim of Tashbisu dictates, leads to the neutralization of Bayer Rabbi Matzai, it's because he holds this intrinsic link that the asay of Tashbisu is the nitzik la'asay of Bayer Rabbi Matzai, and therefore once Bitzel's mekayim Tashbisu, because Tashbisu has shpasa b'leiv, of course it's going to undermine Bayer Rabbi Matzai. Questions? Yeah, Yitzhak.
Back on the Rashi before, I don't understand the drasha of Tashbisu, what is
Rashi is saying is that if the Torah wanted, if the Torah through the mitzvah of Tashbisu was just telling a person to physically burn the chametz, to physically destroy it, so then the Torah should have used a different word. It should have used the lashon of biur, which, as other rishonim point out, which the Torah uses in other contexts like avodah zarah. It's a chiyuv of being of destroying avodah zarah, and there the Torah uses lashonos such as biur. So says Rashi, the fact that the Torah, in a meduyak fashion, you know, uses an alternative word of Tashbisu, so it says it must be there's some other connotation, and the connotation is that that also includes hashvasa belief.
Doesn't Tashbisu just mean like destruction, destroying it?
So Rashi is saying there's a certain connotation that it also includes, that it's not limited to physical destruction, it's a more all-inclusive destruction, which also includes like a psychological destruction. That's the idea. Yeah, I mean, Rashi is basically saying, you know, Rashi is, you know, is saying that whenever you have two words in the Torah to mean the same thing, there must be some difference. Because why would the Torah sometimes use biur and sometimes use tashbisu? So says Rashi, based on his knowledge of everything, says that the connotation of biur is physical, and the connotation of tashbisu is more inclusive to include not only physical destruction, but also this subjective, mental, psychological destruction.
Like, what if biur is just burning it, and tashbisu is, you know, shredding it or feeding it to a dog or something? How do we know it doesn't have that connotation?
That's Rashi's dear. That's Rashi's understanding. Again, it could be based on his understanding of how tashbisu is used in other contexts. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say, so I don't know, but that's his understanding of the lashon. Yeah.
Are there any parts in the whole that Bayer Rabbi Matzai is takes effect on Erev Pesach than that, but Tashbisu is not allowed to need to go say?
Possibly the Rambam. I guess if the Rambam, the Ravid in Perek Aleph is Medayik, the Rambam holds that Bayer Rabbi Matzai applies in Erev Pesach, and the Rambam, or as Tzvi will tell us, the Rambam also holds that the Bayer Rabbi Matzai is not Nitzik La'asei. But what makes this Rashi significant is that he clearly proves the Zman of Bayer Rabbi Matzai from the Zman of Tashbisu. That's the Diyuk is not just from the Shita of holding Bayer Rabbi Matzai and Erev Pesach. The Diyuk is that he says, look, the reason why I know there's Bayer Rabbi Matzai and Erev Pesach is because Tashbisu applies in Erev Pesach. So the fact that he brings a Raya to it from Tashbisu, you know, from Tashbisu to Bayer Rabbi Matzai, that is what the Raya is really from. Otherwise, your question is good. Either way, it's a good question, but you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it would be approved. Yeah.
Why is it such a chiddush that the fal yirah v'al yimatzeh applies mishei shos l'mala? Isn't that just the pasuk of lo tishchad al chametz tam dikti? Or is the chiddush that you're over both lavim?
Well, the reason why it's chiddush is because the psukim by yimatzeh seem to say shivas yamin. says Shivas, like for example, Shivas Yamim is Orlo Yimatzik Vatechem. Again, quoting Psukim from Gemara's, but you know, it's just for simplistic sake. Yeah, the Psukim of Bayer by Matze generally say Shivas Yamim. So it's a big chiddush to say that it extends earlier. Oh, so again, these Rashi's all prove this intrinsic link between Bayer by Matze and Tashbisu, which again work well with this other Rashi, which again connects the Kiyam Bittel's Kiyam Tashbisu to the neutralization of Balyura Balyimatze. Okay, we'll go on to the next thing. We'll stop for Rashi for now. Fine. Okay, so moving on. So far, so we've had within the first approach that the Bittel of Afra the Ira is Mekayim Tashbisu. So far, we had Rashi again on Dalet Amud Beis and Vav Amud Beis, and then we just discussed, you know, the Rashi's connection between the Kiyam of Tashbisu and the neutralization of Bayer Bayi Matze, and that's where we got off on a little tangent regarding the link between Bayer Bayi Matze and Tashbisu. So moving on to other Mefarshim who adopt this first approach that within Afra Da'ara, the Afra Da'ara is a Kiyam of Tashbisu, is the Rambam. If you recall, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the context in which the Rambam introduces Bittel is when he's trying to introduce Tashbisu. Right? If anyone have the Lashon of the Rambam open? Yeah, Benjamin, please. The Rambam here is... We start with Halacha Aleph, if you don't mind. And the Rambam in Perek Beis is all about... In Perek Beis, the Rambam introduces the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. Then when he asks, how are you Makayim Tashbisu? He says, it's Bittel. Go for it, Benjamin. Right, so the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu is what? Right, to destroy the chametz. Exactly. So skip to Halacha Beis. Umahi. So what is this Tashbisu? What is this mode of destruction that the Torah requires? Right. Exactly. Right, so the Rambam says that the geder of, or let's say the method, the way in which to Mekayim Tashbisu is Bittel of Afra Da'ara. As explicit as day, right? The Rambam agrees with Rashi that within the Afra Da'ara approach, that Afra Da'ara is Mekayim Tashbisu. As we pointed out before, the assumption of both Rashi and the Rambam is that Tashbisu doesn't require a physical destruction. It requires, within the mitzvah of Tashbisu, it also includes a psychological, subjective destruction as well. And therefore, the Bittel, which is a psychological destruction of the Chametz, is Mekayim Tashbisu, according to Rashi and the Rambam. Oh. The third Mefarish, the third Rishon who accept this, is the first Deya in the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, after accepting the Afra Da'ara approach, you know, albeit as a way to prevent the Asa Torah Kilu Purushuso, right? The Ramban then points out, in his first Deya, everyone can turn to the Ramban, Diro Maskel, the Efshir V'Nachonu. In the first day of the Ramban says, I agree with Rashi that the Makor for Bittel is what? Is Tashbisu. If everyone can turn to the Ramban, very important. The Ramban says the Makor for the Bittel of Afra Da'ara is the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu, clearly establishing, according to this first day, that the Bittel of Afra Da'ara is Mekayim Tashbisu, assuming that Tashbisu includes a non-physical destruction of the, you know, Bittel Afra Da'ara variety. Bless you. Anyone have a Ramban? Danny, do you have a Ramban? Anyone else have? Yaakov, do you have a Ramban? You start with, you see, I think it's Diro Maskel, the Efshir V'Nachanu.
You shouldn't see so, or rather it should be in your eyes like burning the hero, or you should off of anger. But the hero to the king, you shouldn't desire. It means like, see, tomorrow, it's so food.
Alright, so what's the diak? This is going back to, you know, the Yitzi point. Alright, what's the diak?
I don't say the Russian like burning it, should be sure to assume.
Okay, good. Right, so the Ramban in his first day, You'll see why I'm saying the first day specifically. And the first day of the Ramban aligns with Rashi and the Rambam to say that the approach, the bittul midin afra da'arak, is mekayim tashbisu. But it's important that for the Ramban, if the Ramban in this first day holds that afra that the bittul of afra da'ara is mekayim tashbisu, even though the Ramban ends up holding that the ultimate goal of the bittul midin afra da'ara is what is to prevent the Torah from placing in Rishus. But yet the Ramban holds that the way in which bittul prevents the Torah from placing in Rishus is by first subjectively destroying it in your mind. Subjectively, you know, viewing it not as chametz but as afar. So that is going to end up preventing the Torah from placing in Rishus, but in doing so, by turning the chametz from chametz to afar in your mind, says the Ramban in the first day, that transformation alone ends up being a kiyum in tashbisu. So while that transformation, you know, from a bayo by a matzei standpoint, you know, only works to later prevent the Torah from placing in Rishus, from a tashbisu standpoint, that alone, the fact that the person in his mind transformed the chametz from chametz into afar, that alone is going to mekayim tashbisu. Once the Ramban agrees to the Rambam and Rashi that the nature of tashbisu is subjective, Yeah.
The first day of the Ramban, if he agrees with Rashi's view of the apostle, why does he even need to call it apostle? Why can't he accept Rashi as long as you can just make it akadara once you go to the more subjective type of biblical belief? Why does he need to go to the apostle and all that?
Yes, it's interesting. It seems to come out of the Ramban that just because you're Mekayim Tashbisu, that doesn't necessarily mean that you neutralize Bayer Bayer Matzai, which is a very important contrast. Because right, it is a very important, right? I think that's a great question. Right, for Rashi, once the Bittel was Mekayim Tashbisu, that alone, Miyad, right, triggered, you know, neutralized the Bayer Bayer Matzai. But according to the Ramban, that's not true. You're Mekayim Tashbisu, seemingly Miyad, but you only prevent the violation of Bayer Bayer Matzei, you know, when that perspective, you know, later prevents the Torah from placing it in Yerushas. So obviously the Ramban is arguing on Rashi in terms of the intrinsic link between Tashbisu and Bayer Bayer Matzei. While Rashi thinks that the kiyum of Tashbisu alone, you know, automatically, right away, neutralized Bayer Bayer Matzei, as we discussed before, the Ramban seems to say no. That while there's an immediate kiyum of Tashbisu, right, the neutralization of Bayer Bayer Matzei only takes place later. Oh. So I guess once we were saying that anybody disagrees with that intrinsic link, Yudito is going
to
raise his hand.
I'm just saying maybe you could suggest that that even according to Ramban, just like you could be over by your Elam Afrei if you lose that mindset, so too you could be like have been not Mekayim Tashbisu the Mafreya if you lose that mindset. That Tashbisu, maybe there is a link between the two. And that you wouldn't be Mekayim Tashbisu if you later lose.
You're
the
saying
mindset.
Well, it's not. Could be. And not Mokhach, but could be. Okay. So Adkan, right, is the first approach, like within the Afra Da'ara. Again, within the Afra Da'ara approach, the first, right, within the Afra Da'ara general approach, we've seen, right, the first, you know, approach of Rishonim, which is to say within the Afra Da'ara approach, that Bittul is going to Mekayim Tashbisu, again, because, right, they all, Rashi, Rambam, first day in the Ramban, assume that Tashbisu is subjective in nature, and therefore the subjective bittul of Afra Da'ara is going to Mekayim Tashbisu. But that brings us to the second approach, which says that no. It's a very fascinating idea, which says that no. That the bittul of Afra Da'ara, even though the bittul of Afra Da'ara neutralizes Bayi Rabbi Matzei, meaning, even though Bayi Rabbi Matzei, according to the following Rishonim, is subjective in nature, and therefore the bittul of Afra Da'ara is able to neutralize Bayi Rabbi Matzei, even so, it's not going to be Mekayim Tashbisu, because even though Bayer Bayer Matzei is subjective in nature, Tashbisu requires a physical destruction. And therefore, the bittul of Afra Da'ara, while it neutralizes Bayer Bayer Matzei, it's not going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. Which is a very important notion that you have a clear chiluk between the nature of Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, which is subjective in nature, and therefore undermined by the subjective bittul of Afer Da'ara, in stark contrast to the nature of Tashbisu, which is more objective in nature, which requires a physical destruction. And therefore the subjective destruction in the person's, you know, mindset is not going to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu according to the following Rishonim. Before we document, you know, this shita in this Mefarshim, first I have to ask the basic question of, like, why would that be? According to this Mahalach, why would it be that Ba'ir Abayim Atzei is subjective in nature, and you can get around Ba'ir Abayim Atzei through the subjectively viewing the Chametz as Afar, but yet that's not going to work for Tashbisu? Why not? Isn't the purpose of Tashbisu to get out of Ba'ir Abayim Atzei? So if you can get out of Ba'ir Abayim Atzei through a subjectively reviewing the Chametz as Afar, so why wouldn't that be Mekayim Tashbisu? Namely, what is the function of Tashbisu if not to help obviate, to help neutralize Ba'ir Abayim Atzei? Right? And the fact that they have different natures, the fact that a bittul midin afra da'ara will neutralize Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, but not be Mekayim Tashbisu, seems to prove that the function of Tashbisu is not simply to neutralize Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, but it has some other function, and therefore something like Bittul Midin Afer Da'ara, even though it neutralizes Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, it will not be Mekayim Tashbisu. So what is that alternative function, that alternative purpose of Tashbisu, such that it's specifically physical in nature? That's the question. So it's possible to suggest, and we'll see this when we discuss Tashbisu, which is that it could be that the value of Tashbisu, again, is not just to neutralize, to get out of Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, but the value, the purpose of Tashbisu is to serve as a symbolic demonstration of the person's intention to rid his house, his reshus, of chametz. And therefore, there could be the mitzvah aseh of Tashbisu says that every person on Erev Pesach, bekum va'aseh, has to go ahead and demonstrate outwardly, through a physical destruction of chametz, to demonstrate that he doesn't want chametz in his rishus. And therefore, for the purposes of that physical demonstration, that symbolic demonstration, it could be it doesn't suffice to just do that in your mind. You need to demonstrate that physically, through actually physically burning the chametz. And therefore, if you take such an approach to Tashbisu, again, it's not just about neutralizing Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, but it's about, you know, serving as a symbolic demonstrations of the person's, you know, perspective of inner rota bikumo, of not wanting chametz in his rishus. Therefore, you can explain why you would dafka, according to this mahalach, dafka need a physical destruction of the chametz, even though a subjective destruction would suffice to neutralize Ba'ir Abayim Atzei. Any questions on that explanation? Yeah.
That would be
a tzad within the kumah aseh. According to the Minchas Chinuch, Rashi. No, first of all, this is not within Rashi.
You said that this approach calls that Tashbisu is not necessarily a kiyom by Rabbi Moshe, because you can do a maise, because I said to show you don't want you could argue that Tashbisu is a kiyom by Rabbi Moshe, but they don't need a maise and a
kiyom. Yeah, so that works out. Yeah, Rashi.
So Rashi is one of those who don't need a maise, they don't come at the Rashi of Tashbisu.
Yeah, I think the Minchas Chinuch learns. Again, for everyone who's not following, it's fine. But Minchas Chinuch holds in Rashi that it's an Isra'aseh.
Does that mean
it would be Shavuot? Well, Shavuot, yeah, it would be fine. Yeah, so it would be fine. But we'll get back to that, you know. So he has some exposure to Psach. Okay. So again, but a very important yisod, which is coming out of this Mahalach, which again is that the nature of Ba'ir Abayim Atzei, which is subjective in nature, again, is very different than the nature of Tashbisu, which is objective in nature. Again, it's a very important yisod that different isurim or different dinim relating to chametz can have different natures, where the Ba'ir Abayim Atzei is subjective, while the Tashbisu is objective, is physical. And we're going to see later on other shitos, which similarly are mechalik between various dinim. We'll see a chilik between bayar v'ayimatze and isra achila. Also, we'll see other mepharshim who similarly, in parallel fashion, are mechalik and say certain dinim of chametz are objective, and other dinim are subjective, in line with what's going on here. So before we close, let's just quickly do the three Rishonim who adopt, you know, this Mahalach to say that Bittul Midin Afra Da'ara, although Bittul Midin Afra Da'ara, you know, neutralizes Bayar V'Yimatzeh, because Bayar V'Yimatzeh is subjective, but it will not function as a Kiyam in Tashpisu. As these Rishonim are going to say that the Makor of Bittul is not Tashpisu, but rather it's an internal Bayar V'Yimatzeh Halacha, with the implication being if Dafka comes out of Bayar V'Yimatzeh, but it is not a Kiyam of Tashpisu. So the first Rishon who says this is the Ramban in his second day. If you go back to the Ramban, a couple of paragraphs later, he says, V'shuv matzasi b'sifrei. Elad, you go for it?
Paragraph later?
He's like three, in my version is like, you know, three paragraphs later. He says, V'shuv matzasi b'sifrei, to say that the makor for bittul is not tashbisu, but it's rather, it's coming from Bayar V'Yimatzeh itself.
For me, it's all one paragraph.
It's all one paragraph. Oh, gosh.
Doesn't that show the
end of the line?
Yeah, Vishuv Matzasi.
Oh, okay, thank you. Vishuv Matzasi, Besifrei, Lo Yere Elocha Seor, Ruet Alacherim, Lo Yere Elocha Seor, Atar El Gavoa.
This Frey has four different drushas coming out of the drusha of Lecha.
Okay, fine, fine.
Those are three other ones we're not going to discuss now. This is the last one. Lo yira lachas or.
Lo yira lachas or batel belibcha.
Oh, says the Sifrei, the makor for bittul is not tashpisu, but is rather a diuk from a drasha from bayira itself. Again, seemingly coming from lecha. I know it was challenged last time I said this, but it's clear from this version of the Sifrei that they're all these drashas are coming from lecha. So again, lecha, you shouldn't see it, batal belibcha, as long as batal in your mind. If you skip a line, it's simply manati mimena.
Manati mimena, she'ena betal nidrash lanu milashon tashbisu, ala mimiyot lecha se'or.
Oh, so he spells out very clearly. So says the Ramban, according to the Sifrei, right? The makor for betal is not tashbisu, but it's a rather, it's an internal Bayar V'Yimatzeh halacha. Implication being, right, that bittul of Afra Da'ara, again within the Ramban, is not Mekayim Tashbisu. It only obviates, it only precludes, it only neutralizes Bayar V'Yimatzeh. Again, exactly like we were saying, right, this yisod that while the subjective bittul of Afra Da'ara works on Bayar V'Yimatzeh, because that is subjective in nature as derived from the drasha of Lecha. It's all about the way you view it. But says this second day of the Ramban, it's not going to be derived, it's not going to be Mekayim Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is a different type of din, which is much more physical in nature, and therefore requires a physical biur. So the Ramban, the second day, is the first Rishon who adopts this. The second Rishon who says this is Rabbeinu David. It's actually even clearer. Ryan, you're a Rabbeinu David guy. Everyone, Rabbeinu David, Vav Mabez, is going to spell this out explicitly and say, you know, explicitly that while I adopt Ramban's Mahalach of Afra Da'ara, I seem to be similar to Shitas Rashi, that Afra Da'ara is the basis of Bittul. He says, I disagree with Rashi. I don't agree with Rashi, who thinks that the Afra Da'ara Bittul is a Kiyam Tashpisu. I agree with the Balei Tosfos that the Geder of Tashpisu requires a physical destruction. So again, the Rabbeinu David aligns himself with the Maskana, or the second day of the Ramban, to say that the subjective bittul of Afra Da'ara works to neutralize Bayar V'Yimatzeh, because that is subjective, but it's not going to work to be Mekayim Tashbisu, because Tashbisu requires a physical destruction. Go for it. Sorry. V'das Rabbeinu, Shabbatosos. Amud Lamed Hey. Anyone following along with the Rabbeinu David?
So that's Rabbi Yisrael Shabbatosos, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yakuzal. So it's also going, in time it says, Shabbatol Eino Hefter. The Bittol is Hefter, but Iker Kamosha Kuzavner. But the truth is that we
developed earlier that what? It's really a din in Afra Da'ara, which prevents asal a kas of kilo brishus. Oh.
But they are correct in what they in their arguments with Rashi, Rashi Shapirish, with the comment of Rashi. Said the midrashim with the bama saigle, shabitul din Torah mishum duchsit hashpisus are lo ksev tivar. The lesser, because this comment of Rashi is incorrect. The vada it hashpisu lashon beer mamishu, because hashpisu does mean beer. Alpha bishum tagim tibatlun, even though the targum says tibatlun.
In all these contexts, it used the Lashon Tashbisu in reference to physical destructions.
That phrase of the Gemara is not should be interpreted just as we said it. She didn't Torah. So the lavor, but just like the item, that you can't be over on by Yirah once you had once you were not allowed to begin. Oh, if they show Israel, no, but you know, it's just up that since it's Israel, what you do once you and in roots, so therefore it's not your source and it's not yours again. Okay, now Ramari,
the Ramban. Right, but now it's going to the Ramban second day. Abim Nei Shematz Besifrei.
So Raykan before Shloyatza Bitum Lashon Tashbisu, the Sifrei is very clear that the Bitul is not coming from the Tashbisu, Shom Torah, El Mishum Lacha. That's coming from the Drasham Lacha. Shachar Shabitul Kvay Yatzav Yeshusav Yishalov. That since you took Bitul, it's not yours anymore. Kumo Shamar.
So guys, so this Rabbeinu David is even clearer than Ramban, right? The Ramban is clear that the Makor is from the drasha of Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh, and not from Tashbisu, but Rabbi Nadav is even clearer when he explicates the fact that it's because Tashbisu requires a physical destruction. So again, the Ramban the second day and Rabbi Nadav are both right clearly in their own ways saying this idea that again that the afra de ara of bittul will neutralize by Yirah Bal Yematzeh, but will not serve as a kiyum of Tashbisu because Tashbisu requires physical destruction. And the last mefarish who adopts this approach is Rabbeinu Manoach. If you go back to Rabbeinu Manoach, it's in the top, right, the second side of your Makoro sheets. Rabbeinu Manoach, when he derives the zin of Bittul Midin Afra Dara, again, he comes from a drasha of Bayer Vayimatze, not from a drasha of Tashbisu. Yudadov, do you have the Rabbeinu Manoach? You have the source sheet? Or near? Just near you. See about. Either one. Aval Me'acher, third line.
Okay. Aval Me'acher, Shabetel Tu Lo Aver B'Va Yira, Vay Matzei, Dehavi Darshim Le, Dekra Lo Yira Lecha Chavitz, V'Torah Chavitz, Aval B'Torah Se'afar Yira.
Right, so what is he saying? Right, he adopts this, the Afer D'Ar approach to Bittul, but, right, again, like the Sifrei, right, derives it not from the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu, but rather from a Joshua of Lo Yira Lecha Chavitz, V'Torah Chavitz, Aval B'Torah Se'afar Yira Ek. Again, so Rabbeinu Manoach aligned to the Rabbeinu David.
Well, unlike Rabbeinu David and Ramban, he doesn't spell out that means that there's a disconnect between Tashbisu and Bal Yirah.
Okay, but again, the fact that he derives it from Bal Yirah Matzeh, the implication is that...
Not necessarily.
Maybe a little less clear than the Ramban and from Rabbeinu David, but presumably the Diuk, given all the other Mefarshim who... given the plenty of Mefarshim is specifically derived from Tashbisu, if you specifically adopt, you know, and say that it's derived from internally from Bayer Vayimatze and not from Tashbisu, the implication is that you don't think it's a kiyum in Tashbisu.
Well, just because it's derived from that pasuk, I mean, the
drasha is very significant.
No, but I'm
in
saying
terms of the nature.
But I'm saying the fact that the drasha is from that pasuk doesn't say anything about the relationship between the psukim of regarding Bayer and Tashbisu.
But it does seem to imply that it wouldn't, that Bittul of Afra Da'ara would not be a king of Tashbisu.
But if you say that the Psukim are all really connected and really that it's all the same thing, then it doesn't really make a difference from which Pasuk either.
I don't agree with that. I'm saying not everyone holds that, obviously, because you just saw Rabbeinu David and the Ramban clearly say.
But of course.
You can't say something is Mukhrof and it's clear that a lot of people don't
say that. I'm just saying that there's definitely some sort of connection, and how strong that connection is could be interpreted in a lot of different ways, but the fact that there is that connection saying the fact that you just used one pasuk as opposed to another pasuk, I don't think necessarily in the case.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree like usual. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the Hefker approach next time in terms of how the Hefker approach thinks you're Mekayim or not Mekayim. This is our Teshuvah. Yeah.